But I never drink alone. No, I drink at the around the corner at the Pegasus. They have 7 draft beers there, including the queen of beers, the Guinness Stout. But it's so nice to have an activity to keep me away, to celebrate. That's part of why I'm staying here, why I wanted to go to choir practice. I needed something, you know, like in the Bible or in the beer ads on television. We've had a great ball game, now let's have a cold one to celebrate. A cold one, that's a euphemism, I guess. I don't imagine having one beer. I can't imagine anyone just drinking one beer if it was any good. What am I saying? Everyone's quiet, I'm thrown back on myself. Perhaps I'm saying that I need like an objective constraint outside of myself to stop me from, you know, like in the case of the choir, a singing superego, to stop me from rushing off to the bar, and then I'll have something to celebrate. What I'm saying, I think, is that I prefer your narrative to their hymns. I'd like to come here every night and listen to stories and tell stories. I've really never talked like this before. You see, what I wanted to ask if I could stay on here is, well, I know you're not supposed to be special, and I do have that feeling. I wanted to be a non-drinking drinker. I'm not drinking now, you see. I don't have any. It's not on me at all. But I will drink. I will, after I leave this special occasion, I will go on to the next special occasion around the corner, the Pegasus, and watch Henry pour a slow draft of Double Diamond and watch its amber head foam up and lift it to my lips and feel its foam on my mustache, and it would slide down like liquid bread and then to bed. But thank you for not letting me talk. I didn't. It was a donation plate that I missed. I'll give something before I go out the door.
Slide down like liquid bread, then to bed.